Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. I am so delighted and grateful today to be back on our radio broadcast this evening, and I give God praise. I just thank and praise and give him reverence tonight, who is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places, I thank and praise God for another opportunity tonight. Tonight is our Bible study tonight. I give him praise for that. We're going to get ready to call our Bible study to order. We're going to have a song of scripture and a prayer. And we give God praise on tonight for that. I just greet you tonight, everyone that's present, in the mighty name and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not a mistake that you're with us tonight. I just thank and praise God for you, you, and you. I love you, and let's get busy. We're going to, we're calling our Bible class to order now. We're going to have our devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to go from here.
I'm
for you are right there. You are right there. I've never been
coming from Psalms 118. That's Psalms 118. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a Lord's place. The Lord is on my side. I will not, what can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. I have just read you from Psalms 118, from the first verse to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we first of all come tonight to ask you to bind the strong man tonight. Father, we bind the strong man from our lives, and we bind the strong man from this radio broadcast and every demonic force, Lord, we bind up tonight them in the mighty name of Jesus, and every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled tonight from this radio broadcast and from our lives. Lord, we come now just giving you all praise that you deserve, Lord, and all the praise, all the glory, all the worship, all the honor on tonight, Lord. We give it all to you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. We come tonight asking you tonight, Father, to open up our minds and our heart, Lord, and that we may be able to accept and receive your word on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this opportunity and to study your word with one another, Lord. We thank you on tonight for being with us. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen. Amen. And we praise the Lord for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We give God praise. We give him glory on tonight. We magnify God on tonight. I just thank him today. I thank God on today. Okay. I hear something. Okay. I'm just hearing a little static. Is that me staticking? I guess it is. We're in Genesis chapter 5 now. Genesis chapter 5. And for your hearing, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to go back over it. This is the genealogy age and death of the patriarchs from Adam unto Noah. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them. And blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enoch. And Seth lived after he begot Enoch 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan. And Enos lived after he begot Canaan 815 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he got Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. In all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. So we just going to start off talking a little bit about the genealogy. The genealogy, because this is what this is, the genealogy of Adam and the death of the patriarch from Adam. So, you know, God created Adam in his image and likeness. God made him. And then he made male and female, and he created and blessed them and called their name Adam. And in that day, when they were created, and in that day they were created, and Adam had Cain and Abel. He knew his wife, and he had Cain and Abel then. And this will be a good time for you. The best thing I'm going to tell you this, when you're trying to know the word of God and keep up, if you could keep up with this genealogy, with the generation, it'll help you better. Now me, I got a book, and I'm going to write down every one of these names and who their daddy was, all down, because it leads to Jesus. You're going to see that after a while. It leads to the Lord. So it would be good if you got some and wrote down all of these names and whose son or whose daughter they were. And when you get on down in the word of God, you'll know who they are, you know. But hello, who said that? So the first question is, now y'all was with me when I was reading it, but I got so much more. We're going to get on down, but I got something else to talk about too. Who walked with God and was taken sooner by him?
Enoch.
Okay. Enoch. So whose son was Enoch?
Was it Jared?
It was Jared.
Seth?
It's an Enoch. E-N-O-S.
Enoch.
Enoch.
E-N-O-S.
What?
Cain. Jared. Okay.
And Enoch. Okay. It was Jared who got Enoch. That's who I'm talking about. Enoch.
Oh, she said that. I didn't know the question. I'm sorry.
It was I asked who was Enoch. Daddy was Jared. So from what son of Adam's was Noah?
Verse 28 is Lamech, right? You said from what son was Adam, was Noah? Lamech?
Mm-hmm.
That was verse
28? Mm-hmm. It went on down. Yep. But see, it went down through the generations from Enoch to Methuselah, and then from Methuselah. And they all came from Adam. They all came from Adam.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Shem, Ham, and Japheth? He said Noah.
That's Noah's son. Those are Noah's sons. She said,
oh,
what son?
What she said.
No. That Lamech is Noah's daddy. Lamech is Noah's
that
daddy.
That was the question.
So
that's
I
the question
asked,
that you was asking, Mike.
So what son of Adam was Noah?
Grandson.
Verse 20.
Okay, who is it?
From what son? Adam.
His first grandson?
Lamech. Lamech, mama?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Oh, my Jesus.
I think his first grandson is Enoch.
Let me see.
I thought it was verse 28. I mean, you said how many generations?
From what son of Adam was Noah?
Verse 28.
Seth.
That was a little self.
Huh?
That was a little tough one.
Yeah, it was a little tough. That's okay, but it's right. And we can go back and go over it.
Yeah, I found that too. I said that too, but you told me no, so I said Lamech again.
I didn't hear you say Seth, Mimi.
It was either Seth or Lamech. Yes, it was either Seth or Lamech. Because it was on that side of. You get what I'm saying? It was on that side.
Mm-hmm. Well, who were Noah's sons?
On Seth's side.
Okay.
Now that's. Somebody said that one.
Shem and Ham.
Yes, and Ham.
Okay.
And Shem
so
is a descendant of Jesus. That's on in Luke. That's on the New Testament. That's how we,
mm-hmm.
I guess, going to figure that out.
Yeah.
But,
that's why I was saying. It was... Go ahead.
I wanted to elaborate and give a reference on the first one. Number one, we went so quick past it, I didn't know, you know.
Okay, well, we're going to go back because we got all this time. Okay, go ahead. Who walked with God and was taken sooner by him?
That's Enoch.
Enoch
walked with God. So basically what I got out of that was, we do know that Enoch did walk with God. And, in fact, this was one of the crucial parts. It was repeated twice and in verse 22, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
walk with God, you know, what I'm just saying what I got from that. So, basically,
mm-hmm.
to walk with God, to me, it means to have to make a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Through your everyday lifestyle, you know, to honor God with the choices that you make. And, I mean, that's why it hit me because, you get what I'm saying? That's how you're walking
mm-hmm.
by the choices in your everyday aspect. You know what I'm saying? In your everyday life. And
mm-hmm.
basically, in that same verse, I kind of dissected it a little bit because that was one of the verses that I, you know, and
Genesis that I really like because it really stuck with me, I guess, throughout some years that I had to go through some things. And what does it mean that, you know, Enoch was not? And I had kept asking myself, he was not, for God to take
mm-hmm.
him. Apparently, in response to Enoch walking with God, God, he prevented Enoch from dying because God took him away. In Hebrews
mm-hmm.
11 and 5 says, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now,
right.
before he was taken, he was commended as having to please God, you know. And this life, you know, Hebrew just tells us that he pleased God so much that he prevented him from passing away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From, you know, the normal way, in the normal life, he just took him. So, and I mean, if we're living in those type of days now, most people are saying, that's why that just jumped out to me. You get what I'm saying? And I mean, I want to be that one, you know, the rapture and all of that or whatever, caught up and all of that. So I think, and I just, you know, that would flutter my mind. And I mean, it make me think about what, you know, we are going through now and what could happen and what couldn't happen.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I just thank God for the choices that I've made. I made them so I'm able to ask God for forgiveness now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that I can learn from whatever I did to continue what God had for me and got for me throughout, you get what I'm saying, my life, so I can be taken away too instead of passing the normal way. So, I mean,
Amen.
That's all I really had for that one. I just want to expound on
Amen.
That because, I mean, I like it. And that's what brought me through a lot.
Amen. Amen. That was good. That was very good. Anyone else have anything they want to collaborate? We open. And you know, Enoch was a special, Enoch was a prophet. They didn't put it in here, but he was a prophet. I was doing some study on him. And somebody else is a prophet that they didn't mention. But Seth was begotten not in the image of God in which Adam had been created, but in the image of fallen Adam, that is, with tendency to do evil, or, you know, he could do evil, or he may have had evil in him. He was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did his mother conceive him. He was, you know, this is Seth now because of what Adam did. And see, we all was that. You know, that's over in Psalms 51 and 5. But he was a prophet, Enoch was. He walked with God. Him and God had that intimacy, just like she said, they had that kind of relationship. Friend and companion who manifested to him in his admirable perfection. And see, when you have a relationship with God, you can ask God and he'll do it for you if you please God. You can ask God for things in God, and sometimes you don't even have to ask him, because he said, before you asked me, I would have already done it. You can, when you got that kind of relationship, just whatever concerns you, whatever is in your heart and mind, God, you asking God, it's in your heart. God said, I'm going to take care of this, just like that. I'm going to take care of it, because that's what she's thinking, or he's thinking about. But this is the bloodline to Jesus Christ, just like she said, Seth. is leading. It's leading. Now, Noah was a prophet too. You know, his name means rest and comfort. Anybody else have something to say? Because I don't want to talk all of it. Somebody, come on.
I'm thinking about Elijah. You know, he was taken up by the chariots of fire.
That's right. Yes.
And then it's like him, Enoch, and Abraham. They said they could, no, Moses, where they couldn't find his body, or God had the angel take Moses' body so that, and it was a mystery how.
And it was somebody that asked him to let him live 15 more years, added 15 years. Was it Jacob or something? I got it.
That's the king, Hezekiah.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
But Elijah didn't have wasn't noted to die either, because Elisha seen him leave in the chariot.
Right.
So that kind of reminded me of Enoch a little bit.
But when you have that kind of relationship with God, to where you don't really have friends, but you just have, you talking to God all day. He right there with you all day, because you know God is spirit. When he was walking through the garden, Adam and Eve knew he was coming. They didn't see no man, but they knew he was there. And a lot of times, prophets, most of the time, do not have a lot of friends. They don't want to be around a lot of people. Most prophets. So you end up talking to God or the Holy Spirit all the time, and he directing you the things to do and the things not to do. But you know, they thought Noah was crazy building that ark. But he was so determined to do what God called him to do. He was so determined. People made fun of him and all kind of stuff. And we ain't got to it yet, but still, I'm just saying, it's good to know the generations in the generations. But Noah was a prophet, and Enoch was a prophet. Moses was one too. Moses wrote this book, so he don't mention that Enoch was a prophet. But over in Jude, I think it is, he is in Jude. And I think we should. And his name signifies rest and comfort. Noah. And the people lived so long back there. I was waiting on somebody to talk about the year that they lived back then.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about that. I really do.
Okay. We got time.
No, I just wanted I wanted to elaborate.
Okay. You know, in the early ages of the world, Providence, the audit is that people should live long for the speedy replenishing of the world and for more effectual and true religion. See, back then, it wasn't a whole lot of people. And God was having them to live long to beget sons, and daughters, however you say it. They was making babies, having babies, making, multiplying. being fruitful and multiplying. So he let them live long years. Every time I read, somebody said, now he begot sons and daughters. He lived this long, and then he begot sons and daughters, then he died. So they was replenishing. They was being fruitful and multiplying, and that's how it got started. They just kept going and kept going and kept going. It was good. It was very good. Mm-hmm. And let me see. Okay.
Can you hear me, Apostle?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say a little bit something about Enoch, the man who just vanished by God.
You know, just thinking about Enoch, you know, Enoch was the first born to Cain. You know, Cain was a murderer. Cain was the first murderer.
Right.
And it's just, you know, God is just an awesome God. You know, He will pick us back up. He will pick us up and put us back together again. If we are obedient, even after our mess up, he took his firstborn son, Cain's firstborn son, Enoch, and he allowed him to walk away with him. And it's just a blessing. It just blessed my heart to see that. Cain, you know, God still punished Cain for what he did to his brother Abel, but he still blessed Cain. You know, and that just encouraged me. That's just a word. You know, no matter what we do, we still should strive to be obedient to God and his word. But even if we fail in his body, in his flesh, we should strive to be obedient. Because God is the God of his word, and he will pick us back up again and allow us to be a blessing and allow our children to be better than we are.
That's right. That's right.
It's just a blessing. That just blessed me.
It is a blessing. It is. But we're going to get this straight. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called him Seth. That's Seth. And in the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begot a son. He begot sons and daughters. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos, E-N-O-S. And let me see, and go on down. I think Methuselah got Jared, and Jared got Enoch. That's why I want you all to write this down whenever you get a chance, because it's important to notice Enoch's daddy was Jared. And Adam's son was Seth. I mean, it can get a little confusing, but because Adam had Seth after Abel, you know, after Abel, so that was Cain's brother was Seth. In verse 2 or 3, I think it's verse 2 or 3, it's 3. Where Adam got set. And then Jared, let me see. Yeah, in verse 18, Jared got Enoch. That's why I wrote all of it down so I can keep up with it. So when we go on down through Genesis, you're going to want to know who's who, and like that. But that was good. That was very good because by right, Cain, his grandson, I think it was. That was Lemuel, wasn't it? Yep. Cain's grandson killed somebody in chapter 4. Yep. And he had two wives, Lemuel, Ada and Zillah. And he told them that he had put his hands on and killed somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's because we weren't born or created from the image of God like Adam was. We were born in the image of Adam to know evil and good. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing. That's what it was. Seth was begotten not in the image of God, but in the image of Adam. He had been created, but in the image of a fallen Adam with the tendency to do evil. He was shaping into an iniquity, and in sin did his mother conceive him. So that's the difference. That's the difference. Any more observations or questions or anybody? Well, it'll kind of confuse you a little bit, but I really enjoyed everybody's observations, and we always, now like Adam and Cain, I don't know about if Cain even really cared about whether his son was better than him. I'm sure he probably did. But after he killed the man, he skipped the generation, then it went to his grandson. So, like I told y'all before, sometimes when things happen, it'll skip a generation or two generations, then it'll come back in another generation. So, you know, we have to pray for our children, grandchildren, great-grand, and great-grand-grand. You know, that's how we have to pray. That's how we have to pray. I hate we don't have but three questions, but this was an interesting book because Seth, I thought it was somebody else, but Seth, I thought it was Enoch, but it's Seth that's going to lead to Jesus. It's Seth that's going to lead to Jesus. Going to be in the family like that. On down. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions? Oh, that's okay. Yep.
I have a question.
Okay.
Now you said Enoch's father was I'm driving, so I forgot. Enoch's father was his name?
Methuselah.
And you said
Jared. I'm sorry, Jared.
And you said Enoch walked with God, right?
Right.
He was with him. What about his father before Enoch was born? Was Jared with God also? Or that came along afterwards?
See, this is what I'm saying. When you say walk with God, it's like we walking with God every day. It's just for us to get intimate with God and to have a relationship with God, and you can walk with God too. You see what I'm saying? God didn't appear with Enoch and they walked down the street, the road, but God was with him all the time because he talked to God all the time. That's what I was saying a lot of times prophets, someone with a fivefold ministry or whatever, they do not, they don't, you don't, you just don't, you have to have a relationship with God. You have to have in order to walk with him. This not just a walking down the street or walking down the road. This God is with you talking all the time. He's talking with you all the time. Are you talking with him when you in that car by yourself? Are you in the house by yourself, even in the bathroom? Wherever, you got to have a relationship with God to get that kind of thing happen. You got to be in God. I mean, in God, rooted and grounded in God with a relationship and reading and studying and praying like you should. In God, you form a relationship with him just like that. Just like that. When you don't have nobody to talk to, God is right there. So he was obedient to the things God was telling him, and he talked to God. He prayed with him. He talked to him all the time. And so they had a relationship. Abraham was God's friend. See, it's the relationship you have to form with God to get these things to happen. You know, and I'd rather have God to talk to than some people. Because you ain't got to worry about him telling nobody else whatever you see. You ain't got to worry about him saying, well, you this, you that, and you did this. Repent 77 times, 77 times, 77 times a day. He will forgive you. Just repent. But that's what that means. That's what that means. No, his daddy was Mahalaleel. And then Jared was Enoch's daddy. But no. You think about, if you don't understand what I'm trying to say, let me know and I'll try to break it down clearer. But you have to have a relationship to be able to walk with God like Enoch did. And Elijah and Elijah, who else was it? Even Jacob, Abraham. And nobody gets off because Abraham was God's friend. But he still got upset with Abraham and didn't let Abraham go into the promised land. So, anybody have any more questions or anything or comments?
I just wanted to add something in there right quick, because the walk, having a, okay, walking with God and wanting to walk with God is deep, is serious, because when you walk with him, that's how you form a relationship with him. And, I mean, some people, you know, they may want to know how to start forming a relationship with God. And, I mean, your walk, that means the rightful things. You know, you'd be on the side of righteousness, doing what's right, what you think God would do. Like how they, that old saying, what would Jesus do? So if I'm believing in God, you got to transform your mindset of God. That means having good things on your lips when you talk, the whole conversations with people, and try to stay back from those who are always negative, who don't speak positively in nothing or nobody. You get what I'm saying? You got to be honest about your faith.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? About how you feel. What you believe
Absolutely.
In, that's walking with God. And in that, you can change the way you deal with some things like guilt.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't worry about
right.
what you can't, don't have no control over. When you give it to God, that means bring it up to life, and you get, when you give, that means give it to him. Guilt and all, shame and all. You walk with him. That's a relationship with him. Like, start knowing him. Like, I know God ain't going to leave me. You start speaking it to him. I know he ain't going to forsake me. And why
right.
he bring me this far to leave me? You get what I'm saying? And then in the midst of all of that, you know what was so big about it? I think it's so big about it is when you ask him for help. Help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. You might not need it then,
right.
but God, help me. Help me.
That's right.
Because in a minute, you're going to help me. You got
that's right.
You know,
that's
transforming
right.
a relationship and entering into your walk with God is serious because that's what we live day to day. That's my nutrients in the
that's
morning.
Right.
That's my A, B, and C, and D, and E vitamins. You get what? My walk with God. This is what I'm trying
yes.
to do. This is what I believe in. This is where my faith lies. That's who I tap into. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
That's right.
That's all I want
thank
to
you, Lord. All right, now. That was awesome. You need to come on and preach, now. Come on and preach. Preach on a Sunday. Come on, now. Yes,
time,
we need to hear some
time,
of it.
When I think about the goodness
yeah.
of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm not going to start.
Yes,
I'm going to let
Lord.
You end it because it's time.
It's all right. But, you know, and she is right. You have to have that relationship in order to walk with God. And, you know, it takes time, a little at a time, a little at a time. And it'll come. And when he know your heart, when God, see, God, he looks at our heart. And he knows what we're thinking and saying just through our heart. And that's the most important thing right there. Your heart got to be right. He said you can make your lips say anything, but if your heart ain't right, you can say, God, I love you all day, but if your heart is not right, you can't have no relationship with God. You cannot. Your heart got to be right. You know, I that was good. I thank God. I thank the Lord today for it. And, I mean, it's going to get deeper and deeper. I love the book of Genesis. It's gonna, and it teach you a lot. That's why I was saying you should write the genealogy down, the generations down, so when you get over there to where Joseph is and all that, you'll know where it come from. Abraham now, all them fellas. You'll know where it come from and how it got there. Did everybody understand what she was saying and what's going on? Anybody have anything else to say about that? It takes time for a relationship with God. It don't come overnight. But you got to act on it. You got to build on it. Amen. Well, I ain't gonna quote, but I'm looking into a commentary that Apostle Ed got, and I don't want to say what he's saying in there to blow your mind, but this was good. I just thank and praise God, and I pray that I have that right type of relationship. I pray that He could take me from death and just take me on, like the rapture, you know. I pray, you know, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable to God. That's what I pray. Because these times and days, just like she was saying, we need a Savior and we need that relationship. And if we don't have it, you know, it's going to be messed up. It's going to be messed up. Yep, it's going to be really messed up. So I'm not going to hold you. I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed this. I want us to start writing stuff down so we can remember it. I really do. And so if you have to go back and I ask a question or it refer you back, you will know. It's good to know the generations. That's the only way I got a chance to learn like I did when I was in seminary. That's how I learned. So anyway, I'm not going to hold you. It's not time to go yet, but we're going to get ready to get off. And I just thank God we're going to be on chapter 6, and it's got more questions, and we're going to talk about a little more. Don't just answer the questions, but see what the Word of God says for chapter 6. Because I answer the questions, but I like to just go in there because I want to know more than just the questions. I want to know all about it. So just kind of try to do that and see what we come up with. And maybe one of you all have some questions to ask or some comments to say. Amen. Okay. We're going to get ready to close our Father in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for opening up our understanding, opening up our mind and our heart to receive your word just like it's given, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Bless each and every one of them, Lord, and their families, their children, grandchildren, and great-grand. Encamp angels all around about them, Lord, even the cars they drive and the homes they live in. Lord, I ask you to bless them on today. Lord, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to put that word in their heart, Lord. Let it go deep in their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and bless them. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all, and let's get back on here on Thursday night. And get ready, because I'm going to be ready. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to be ready. Amen. You all have a good night. Mm-hmm. God bless you. All right. Okay. Love you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.